过去这二十几年来，北美各大城市的华埠风貌都因为时代的推进而受到新的挑战与变化。但因为温哥华房地产增值速度太快，导致华埠翻天覆地的改变也是北美华埠中最惊人的，甚至登上了今年加拿大国家财产信托基金年度十大濒危地点的榜单。加拿大国家财产信托基金警告，温哥华华埠位于城市的商业区，紧邻市中心的东侧，一直处于持续开发当中。市政府如不加紧控制开发速度，想办法保存当地的小商家，华埠的独有特色就会消失。只是如何再添加新元素还能够保持原汁原味呢？如何迎接多元族裔与年轻人加入时，又能够让原居者感到被充分尊重与照顾呢？中华会馆理事长姚崇英当然希望鱼与熊掌都能够兼得。
其实矛盾可以求同存异嘅，即系譬如你起呢座大厦嘅时候，你嗰个大厦嘅设计系有我哋嗰个中国嘅色彩，咁就已经系可以 fulfill 到，就话唔会变咗一个好西化嘅或者系好洋化嘅一个区域。同埋我哋其實唐人街係有好十幾座 building 咧，已經係話咗係一個 heritage 嘅大廈，係你唔可以拱冧佢嚟重建嘅。就算你要重建都好，你個表面你係要一定要 keep 翻佢嘅，你係唔可以拱冧座大廈去重建嘅。所以其實呢個係一個好處嚟。
但新舊之間沒有完美的平衡。曾任温哥華市政府發展委員會理事的陳思翰說。不是保留文化不重要，但是一个城区要重生，难免要破坏，而开发再造不仅是为了经济，也是现代化的安全考量。
我当然可以体会一些如果住在那边很久他们反对的那种心情，可是开发它是市区改造最大的一个动力。不是说旧房子就不好，但是你现在在新的法规防火啦那个结构是等等的时候，你在做这个都更在做开发的时候，其实最好是把那些老旧建筑把它淘汰掉，倒不是因为只是为了开发商赚钱，但是很多时候其实是为了市民的安全。因为你现在很多旧房子基本上它的防震系数已经没办法符合现在的这个法规要求，它也没有任何的防火设施，没有足够的逃生设施。
地产开发商 Bob Rennie 与华埠商会主席陈耀辉都说，我们的思维不应该停在过去的时间记忆中，不可能让华埠回到半世纪以前的华埠。这一代的生活方式与上一代不同，下一代也会和我们这一代不一样，城市的变化也如此。上海、香港不也是改变了吗？温哥华的华埠怎可能一成不变呢？
The Shanghai look like it did 50 years ago. I was in Hong Kong for the weekend. The Hong Kong I see now is not the same Hong Kong I went to in 1990. So you have to understand what a contemporary version of Chinatown is. We can have the same facades to these wonderful buildings. I obviously believe that these facades will stay, or I wouldn't have put this money into Chinatown. But the uses are going to be much more contemporary.
你想回去七八十年代那个样子呢，不切实际了，因为你的人口的变化迁移已经是变晒了，你的模式已经这十几年一路路看着它变的了。第二代那些所谓土生那些，他不需要下来唐人街，会去第二道几好，比较干净企理啊，有特色啊，咁样嗰啲铺头咧就应该有得做嘅。你如果有人喺度住咧，就一定有得做；你冇人住就冇得倾啦。多啲呢啲咁嘅形式嘅喺度咧，就好过你同列志文咁斗。
但卑诗大学历史系教授于权益认为，华埠是要改变，但不是一昧丢弃老东西。保留传统并不代表冰冻历史，不代表死气沉沉。就像百年来华人都会庆祝新年，呈现方式代代有改变，但不变的却是那种精神文化氛围。不是要让华埠变成博物馆，华埠应该是一个传承历史文化、接轨当代生活的地方。
Tradition as actually not something that's frozen, right? It's not just a building or something that's dead.You know, tradition is actually continually changing. So, think of Chinese New Year. You know, 100 years ago, you know, for Chinese New Year's, Lunar New Year, you would have celebrated in a certain way, right? Now it's very different. And so people, again, in China, they celebrate very differently, but they still celebrate Chinese New Year. If they stopped celebrating Chinese New Year's, something would be lost. Traditions change, but to have a set of core values that actually help us understand why we have Chinese New Year celebrations. What does it mean to be Chinese in Vancouver? Well, I may have a very different idea than my parents and my children and my grandchildren. They may have a very different idea, but it's that conversation about what it means and how it's continually changing. That's why you need a place to like Chinatown, because you don't want to freeze the traditions. What you want is a place to help people have conversations to think about.
保留传承又要开拓创新，当然是艰辛的。就像 Sally Pateman 打造的西湖餐厅，如果直接敲掉砖瓦而涂上水泥，容易又省钱。但是 Sally 耗费两年，斥资数百万，极尽方法，就想把古砖瓦的墙面补墙保留。他大可以买些仿古董家具来装饰门面，但他却真真切切在街头巷尾寻找被遗忘的历史物品。或许打造华埠就需要一种执着坚持，一颗热情真心。
I would say just don't give up on Chinatown. It's got so much potential that's already here.
华埠的新与旧，采访陈一芬、曾宇恒、张泽明，撰稿陈一芬，制作曾宇恒，监制李杰之。
以上来宾言论不代表本台立场。